This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what do you say about a week where the President of the United States, without any indication that the decision had been thought through by policy experts, announces trade tariffs that leave basically every constituent part of the global economy going, wait, what? Well, here, we call that Friday. Anna Swanson is at the New York Times. Sudeep Reddy is at Politico. They are both in our studios in a very windy Washington, D.C. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
So, Ani, what do you think? Top three in terms of White House induced, right?
It was a very exciting week. The president may have known what he was going to do when he walked into a meeting with steel and aluminum executives on Thursday, but a lot of his advisors did not. And there was a lot of confusion related to that up until his big announcement on TV. And I think it really reflects kind of the ascendance of this group of people in the White House in recent weeks who would have the president take a tougher stance on trade. And maybe also that the president is going back to some of his original impulses. He's had these beliefs about trade and tariffs for a long time. And there have been a group of free traders who had thought that maybe they had convinced him otherwise in recent weeks. But I think this shows that they might have less influence than they think.
Yeah, perhaps. That's Peter Navarro, of course, and Stephen Miller by name. But Sudeep, let me ask you about another name at the White House who clearly does not maybe have as much oomph as we thought and who a lot of people had been counting on to be the economic grown-up in the room, Gary Cohn, the chief of the National Economic Council and former Goldman Sachs guy.
Yeah, look, President Trump has set up his administration to have warring factions. That's one of the features he seems to have loved throughout the campaign and throughout his business. Put some people in the room who think he thinks are smart, let them fight it out. But there are some core beliefs here that the president is bringing up when it comes to tariffs. Let's be clear here, the president is not the only politician to be fighting the last war. That's a fairly frequent occurrence in Washington and across the country. And obviously, in this case, he's hoping some tough talk will force action that helps these industries, steel and aluminum, that he's promised help to. But obviously, it also just carries some huge risks. A trade war has enormous consequences across the world. It signals this move away from a free market system that has been the underpinning of the global economy for decades. And people are going to have a lot of difficulty coming to terms with that.
Anna, I will point out as I turn to you that you cover global trade for the New York Times. We've had you on many occasions talking about that. You were at the most recent round of NAFTA negotiations. So the question then is, and we're going to get to Canada later in the program, but what does this do for other trade deals that the White House is talking about? NAFTA is under renegotiation. Secretary Mnuchin says, yeah, you know, we might get back into the TPP. What do you think?
Well, it's unlikely to be much help in this regard. These tariffs, as the president had discussed them, would not exempt any countries. We have to see what would happen next week, but they would be very broad and conceivably hit a lot of allies and trading partners. And already in the last day or so since the announcement, you saw retaliatory threats already coming from Canada and the EU. The EU picked this, I was thinking about it as a James Dean trio of blue jeans, bourbon, and motorcycles.
Right.
All products that are designed to kind of inflict maximum political harm and put some pressure on political officials. Harley Davidson's made in Paul Ryan's home district and bourbon in Mitch McConnell's. So we'll see if those threats of retaliation are influential in changing some political opinion.
Do you think, Sudeep, that as this announcement marinates, I guess, over the next week or so. We've been told the official policy is going to come out next week. Do you think it might evolve to be more targeted? It sort of seems like the market is thinking after yesterday when they went, oh, my God, today they kind of went, maybe it's going to mellow.
Yeah, we've been through 13 months of this. The president says something in a meeting. It sounds really good. It's very good marketing to the people he's trying to reach. And then the people who do the details get into it, soften it, change the tone of it. We haven't gotten any signs yet that it's happening. So we kind of have to see if we get in that direction. But these last 13 months have been head scratchers for a lot of businesses. We have what seems like a pinball approach to economic policies. You've got tax cuts companies love one week, and then the next you've got tariffs that most companies hate. Businesses say they want certainty. They want predictable policy. This is not certainty. This is not predictable policy. And it just runs the risk of triggering some anxiety and spurring a backlash across the country and around the world.
It is the certainty.
Companies that brace for it.
Right. It is the certainty of uncertainty. Sudeep Reddy at Politico, Anna Swanson at the New York Times. Thanks, you two.
Thanks,
Kai. Thank you.
Have a nice weekend.